Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Professor Shoup.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. Very glad to be chatting to you. And we said yesterday that given that December's around the corner, that maybe we talk about holiday safety, whether in fact it even is a good idea to head off to the Cape and the Eastern Cape.
Yeah. Well, Simon, I don't think I can stay at home because that's not going to go down well. And we've had a hard year, tough year. People are getting tired. There's COVID fatigue. They want to get away. Obviously, staying at home is the lowest risk situation. But I understand that's not going to go down well. On the other hand, you know, there's been a significant reduction. We had a meeting this morning, in fact, and they showed data, a significant reduction in holiday travel and in holiday accommodation. I mean, very marked, 50% down, 60% down, and so on.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So, but the holiday season itself really is a big concern to the government, and we discussed it this morning, because really the holiday season comes with two problems. First of all, the problem obviously is the holiday atmosphere, the festive season, the functions, the alcohol, the letting down of one's guard. That environment is a problem. That's number one. And number two, many of the holiday destinations are in hotspots. The Eastern Cape is a hotspot. The Garden Route is a hotspot. And now the Western Cape is becoming a hotspot. Been significant increase. Had over 4,000 new cases over the last day, the last 24 hours. And so we're really going up and up. And more than half of that comes from these hotspots. So the government itself is kind of very worried. They're looking at increasing law enforcement, the traffic law enforcement, monitoring public places where gatherings are taking places. They're very unhappy about the rage, you know, the student get-togethers.
Yes.
And, you know, the president's going to be speaking tonight. I'm not sure if it's on public television or the function, but they might well be announcing increasing restrictions, particularly at the hotspots. You know, increasing the curfew hours, the sale of alcohol, numbers at gatherings, and so on. But I guess what people really want to know is advice if they are going on holiday, what to plan for. So there are two things: one is a travel, and the other is a destination. And I'm often asked about travel, and really, travel you kind of people who are planning will need to choose their risks. Obviously, from a COVID point of view, going in a motor car down, if you're in your pod, your family pod, as it were, that's the lowest risk from a COVID point of view. From a traffic point of view, of course, that's a much greater risk than flying.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The problem with flying is not so much the plane. I think inside the plane, the air in the inside plane is actually filtered. The only risk is really those people, if they happen to be ill and don't have masks on and so on. It's just the adjacent seats, the row in front, the row behind, and the row on the side. But beyond that, the air does get filtered. Probably more of a problem is the airport itself. You know, the standing in queues and people not obeying distance regulations and so on. But, of course, that is an increased risk for COVID, but a lower risk in terms of traffic. So it depends where one is going. Obviously, if it's a shorter trip, then by car would be preferable. If it's a longer trip, then risk-wise, you'd have to kind of weigh the one against the other. Just out of interest, those who intend going across land borders, in other words, to Mozambique or Zimbabwe, you do need to have your COVID test 72 hours before, as if it's an international travel. I just thought I'd mention that. And then, of course, the destination. And then, you know, the important thing is really people should focus on the important things. You don't need to kind of hose down the entire room. That's really not necessary. The important things are the same precautions that you have here. Wearing masks, outdoors preferable to indoors, keeping distance, avoiding socializing and functions, particularly in enclosed environments where there's poor ventilation. So it's all those kind of things those precautions which apply here must be transposed to your holiday destination as well. And the problem, of course, in a holiday atmosphere, there's the risk of letting one's guard down. And I think that's what I think really what I kind of wanted to mention.
Profitable little things like swimming in a tidal pool with a whole bunch of people. Is there any particular risk attached to that?
The risk is the people, not the water. In other words, coming into closer contact with people. And also in a swimming pool environment, one tends to raise one's voice. One tends to shout and laugh and that generates droplets. The advantage, of course, is that it's outdoors, usually outdoors. I think it's actually a better situation. The beach is a better situation, provided that the distance is kept and provided that the shouting and screaming and laughing and so on is minimized.
Prophet, also very interestingly, just interesting to see how things are changing in the Western Cape. I was notified by Highlands House, which is the Jewish old age home in Cape Town, about 15, 20 minutes ago, that as of the 5th of December, they are stopping family visits. I suppose they're worried about the influx of all of us from Gauteng.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is that they probably have a higher rate of COVID than we have. But I think what they are worried about is that the incidence of COVID in the Western Cape is increasing quite markedly, quite worryingly. And that includes Cape Town.
Yeah. So, Prof, what you're saying is behave like you would behave here. Avoid crowded venues. If you are going to go to a restaurant, make sure it's outdoors. Avoid crowds. Be sensible. Wear your mask. Everything that we've been told to do.
Yeah. Don't let your guard down when you go on holiday.
It's a good place to leave it, Prof. Thank you so much for your input this week. Shabbat shalom to you and your family. And once again, congratulations for having won the Jewish Achievers Award.
Thanks very much, Simon. Shabbat shalom to you too. All the best.